Here is Sarah, who's listening to us in Woodbridge, Virginia on WAVA. Hi there, Sarah. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is about my daughter. When she was in middle school, she was interested in a same-sex relationship. That was discontinued, so she stopped. We're a Christian family. We go to church all the time. And now she's older, and she's in high school, almost finishing high school. So I don't know how to make sure that she's not interested in that anymore. And I don't know where she stands right now. Sometimes she defends that idea. So I don't know where she's standing, and I don't want to, talk about it, and that I don't want her to think that I'm not trusting her. Or make her sad, uncomfortable. I want to keep our relationship, but at the same time, I'm scared in my heart that I don't know where she is for sure.
Okay, Jim.
Sarah, I love your care and love for your daughter. The research all tells us this, that the more positive, value-centered sex education you have with your kids, the less promiscuous and less confused they'll be. Interesting enough, that's, by the way, found out in the secular world as well as in the Christian world, liberal and conservatives. They all agree on that. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is not going to be something you're going to love, but I think you have awkward conversations with her. And what I mean by awkward, because it's just awkward to talk about it. I could tell even as you were saying this, I was awkward. My girl said, Dad, when you talk to us about this stuff, your bald head sweat, your ears turn red, and you stuttered. I went, how dare I write books on this stuff, right? But anyway, that's what they said, and I'm sure that's true. So I wouldn't try to have the conversation as much about the negative stuff. But I would simply say, you know what, honey, here's what we believe and here's what we believe why. So it's not this. It's we believe, here's the biblical mandate. I call God in sexuality, the master designer. And so I think we need to lead with love. Kindness matters. Yeah, there are some people who are going to disagree with us, but here's what we believe, and this is why we get it from the Bible. And because she's in high school, you can still have those kinds of conversations. There's great resources out there. I would go to your youth pastor and say, what's the best resources on, kind of sex education for a high school kid? And they may even be using some of this stuff. But keep the conversations going. Now, I would rather have you have 100 1-minute conversations with your daughter than one 100-minute conversation, if you know what I'm saying. So, but you didn't hear me say this is not going to be awkward. I mean, it is. I mean, I got eye rolls for my kids, things like that. But today, I was trying to be, my wife too, she's better than me, trying to be the safe person for our kids, especially when they're in high school. So if you don't talk about it, then she's not going to be willing to talk about it. Or if you only come at it with a one topic parent. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a lot of good stuff you can do, and you have a lot of good conversations you can have. And frankly, I know moms who will say to their daughter, hey, let's read this book together, or let's look at this course together. Would you be willing to do that? And as long as it's not you just talking to them, sometimes you can sit there and watch a 8-minute presentation and go, oh my goodness, what do you think about that? Oh, what do you think about that? And have some good conversations. Don't give up.
So I love everything you're saying, Jim. I think I might preface it with starting to have conversations in terms of, I'm glad that when she was in junior high, you didn't over make a big deal about it. But at the same time, not talking at all, I think, isn't the best.
And she's still friends with her, so that's why I'm nervous about it. She's their friend.
Sure. Well, and because she maybe went through a time of confusion, she may have a different understanding of it. So I would want to hear what she does think about it.
Yeah.
So it's, sweetheart, you went through that time in junior high where you were a little bit confused or had different ideas. I'm just curious because you seem to have changed in the way you are approaching your relationships. What are you thinking about all of that? When you look back and reflect on that time, what did you learn from it? I'm just curious. And then be able to then say, can we talk about, you know, how I see things?
Yeah.
And I feel like as your mom, God's given me this time until you leave my home, where I at least want to share some of how I feel.
And I think we mimic how you are talking, because you're talking calm and it's not in the
casual
heat of the battle,
conversation.
Almost casual. And I think we can go a long ways with those kinds of conversations. So mm-hmm. I think we try to stay away from the heat of the battle. And it may not be the moment to say, you know, to all of a sudden just give everything, but just say, you know, one way of looking at it, at least this is what I've been thinking about, is boom. And you begin to teach by those short conversations, but you do it with, you know, I think it's Sarah, it's so key. Listen to her tone. You, in your heart, you're heartbroken because you're worried that she may be still living this. So I get that. That's the conversation you have, you know, with your husband. The conversation you have with her is much more in a casual way, the way that Jill was really showing us how to do.
You have to try to not let your fear show. So you do that by not investing in the outcome, the fear of the outcome, right? Like if you're so concerned, you know, are you gay or are you not? Right? Then that's going to come through.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to give her the space to explore and talk through with you. Mm-hmm. And the more you can get her to talk about it and keep your anxiety at bay, the better, because she's going to hear herself think and talk and mm-hmm. say it out loud. And that's how we learn what we actually believe. So think about it as creating space, you know, introduce the topic, create space, and just don't, like Jim said, you're going to have 100 conversations. You're just opening things up. Don't shut it down by going for the end answer that you want.
Right.
And you're just trying to appease your own anxiety. Oh, good, she's not. And I made mistakes with my kid. I have a kid in music theater, and I'm like, are you gay? I mean, I did it, like, in the worst way. And he's like, Mom! Like, well, I'm sorry. And his music theater director told me, he goes, your son is not gay.
Yeah.
And he's gay. He goes, your son is not gay. I'm like, okay.
Right. Now, Jim Burns, you've written...
Don't do it the way I did it, Sarah.
Yes. You can follow a lot of Jill's advice, but not that, for sure. Jim, you've written a student's guide to sexual integrity. Do you think this would benefit?
No, it's exactly. We tried to change the narrative. It was for all of us parents who were so frightened. It's for kids. But it was for all of us parents. We just did it wrong. We tried to shame them into making good decisions. I'm mm-hmm. not saying that Sarah's doing all that. Mm-hmm. And so we went, can you change the narrative by leading with love, practicing kindness, even though you might disagree, teaching them that the master designer is the creator of our sexuality. He's been doing very well. You know, the last time I looked, and the Bible has a lot to say about it. There's what I call a theology to healthy sexuality. I even talk about this in the Bible. But it's also, this book is for kids. It's for a high school kid. It's fun. It's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But the first chapter is called Awkward. We just say, lay it out. It's going to be awkward. Mm-hmm. There's a discussion started. There's actually a course they can take. I mean, we're going to change the narrative on this, Brian. And we're going to help parents like Sarah have those good conversations. I'm not going to guarantee that they won't be awkward.
Right.
Yeah.